Heading into the second month of session now, Senator, with one of your bills getting some floor time, and that's Senate Bill 31.
That's correct. This is a bill that we've seen before. Last year, we saw this bill twice. We passed it in the Senate and passed in the House, sent to the governor. The governor vetoed it, and it was sent back to the Senate, where we overrode the veto, sent it back to the House, but they were unable to find the votes to pass it, so the bill is back before us this year. It's called a collateral source bill, and it deals with that aspect of personal injury lawsuits. The law in Missouri puts certain limits on the evidence that can be brought in before a jury when it comes to determining what a settlement amount might be where a defendant is found guilty of some personal injury impact. The 2005 legislature passed a bill that did exactly what Senate Bill 31 has done or will do if it's enacted, and that is to make sure that that jury hears accurate information about medical costs. That was the intent. There was a judicial opinion issued, however, in 2010 that overturned that and essentially once again added information that could be presented now to the jury that was inaccurate in terms of medical expenses. It was kind of a theoretical or hypothetical number that would never be billed and would never be paid. Plaintiff attorneys would be able to bring into court and say, this is the value of the medical care that you received if their plaintiff client was the injured party. And so we were trying to restore that to say, no, the jury makes a better decision if they have real numbers, not hypothetical numbers. So that's what 31 does. It says that when those numbers in terms of the damages to an injured party come before a jury, that if they are given dollar figures in terms of medical costs, that those are the real figures that have actually been incurred by the injured party. And I'm happy that we passed it. There was a lot of discussion. We spent 13 hours on the bill last year. We spent probably 6 hours on the bill this year and finally then voted it with a 22-11 vote out of the Senate, and we will send that to the House, and I think they have already passed a very similar version in the House, so it should go through the House fairly rapidly, and I'm pretty sure the governor will sign it.
This, again, you point to the tort reform measures of 2005 that were, some of which, most of which were
reversed,
thrown out by judges
over
the years.
That's exactly right. But there has been legislation, I think was passed last year, that did. The caps went up significantly, and so I don't know whether we can really say that was restored because the caps went up so much higher than was we passed in 2005. I was actually in the House in 2005 and so was able to vote for that legislative package. This is a piece, though, that will be restored, and there are other pieces that are being done now individually, hopefully with the ultimate goal of restoring some of those reforms that happened back in 2005. Missouri is known by, I think, more than one group association that evaluates a judicial climate state by state. Missouri is called a, quote, judicial hellhole, end quote, because of the adversarial nature of the courts and the opinions that they have issued. And so this should help us move in the right direction and get out of that hole.
Another one this week was Senate Bill 16 from Senator Krause, which chips away at some of the taxes we pay in this state.
Once again, another issue of the judiciary, I'm afraid. Well, not just the judiciary, also the Department of Revenue, who has, I think, taken a judicial opinion beyond possibly its intended application. It really is important, and I'll step aside here from Senate Bill 16 for just a minute, because one of the things the governor mentioned in his State of the State speech was judicial reform, trying to move into a judicial climate that is much more realistically applied, particularly in their arena of business, but generally as well. The action that Senate Bill 16 will take is in response to one of those, again, judicial actions. I won't call it activist jurisprudence until I would actually read the decision and see whether I thought they were simply trying to apply the law and maybe the law was poorly written. But it was the result of a judicial opinion that Department of Revenue decided that they could collect sales tax on a wide variety of services that had heretofore not been taxed sales tax-wise. And one of those that they have recently discovered is the delivery charge. Charges that could go anywhere from the delivery charge on your prescription drugs that came from your local pharmacy, to delivery charge on a pizza, to delivery charge on a dump truck load of gravel or a cement truck load of cement. And suddenly customers began to see this sales tax charge against the delivery cost that had never before been charged. And that all came from that judicial opinion that was issued and took off one of the fairly clear restrictions that had been applied prior and suddenly made it uncertain. And so the Department of Revenue Revenue jumped in and took advantage of that. I think sometimes it's easy in that position to look at their jobs beyond what I see as their responsibility, is to make sure that the proper taxes are collected and that nothing beyond the proper taxes are collected. Sometimes I think the Department of Revenue has taken the perspective their job is to find as much revenue as they possibly can, however they can. And I don't see that as their public service duty, because they are public servants and they sometimes look at themselves too much like government servants. So their goal is to raise revenue for government rather than make sure the revenue is exactly what it should be according to the law. So Senate Bill 16 should help to remove that power of the courts to imply that sales taxes should be collected on delivery charges.
This is an important day for Missouri. As we record this, we're yet to hear from the governor on his budget recommendations for the year. That's to happen later on this day.
Absolutely, right. I'm also hoping that that will turn the House Budget Committee loose to go to work to do their job. They're constitutionally limited. We're constitutionally limited in how long we can take before that budget has to be finished. And, of course, we can't spend beyond the budget, so it's pretty important that we have the numbers and can grind the numbers. So I know our Budget Committee in the House and our Appropriations Committee in the Senate are eagerly awaiting those numbers so that they can get to work. We're going to be in a real time crunch this year because the numbers are here late. I understand the governor's situation, and certainly I'm pleased that he has taken the time to accurately assess the current environment and figure out where state money should be spent. I'm hoping that the committees are going to be able to find the time to get that budget put together and approved so that we meet the constitutional requirement.